Here at the FMC exhibit at Ag Media Summit, once again, I'm speaking with Tim Thompson with FMC, and we're going to talk a little bit about Cadet herbicide. We talked about Anthem last time, and now we're going to talk more about Cadet. So first of all, Tim, just tell us what's important for growers to know about Cadet herbicide.
Cadet's going to give you extra kick in that tank mix when you're applying post-applied on corn and soybeans when you're using Roundup. It's going to give you extra help on lamb's quarters and small-seeded broadleaves, some of those weeds that are slipping through Roundup today.
And so obviously this is important for those resistant weeds. So how long has Cadet been on the market?
Cadet's been on the market 3 years now. We have seen phenomenal growth in this product and expect to continue to grow. It really fits in both on corn and soybeans.
And as far as you're covering the whole country on this then?
Yeah, it's a U.S. National label on corn and soybeans. We do expect to see additional crops coming very shortly, cereals, dry beans, and sunflowers.
Are we seeing an increased amount of resistance where a product like Cadet is good for?
Well, and the number of resistant weeds today is well over 9, and depending on parts of the country, I think 2 years ago they was documented 3 different chemistries in the same field of resistance in weeds. So growers really need to pay attention using forates and timely applications. Get the weeds when they're small, take them out early, and that way you don't lose yield and can control the weeds.
And it's getting into parts of the country where it's never been before, right?
You know, we've seen Palmer amaranth, which was really kind of noted in the southern part of the U.S. Here 3 years ago, as far north as Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin this last year. Weeds are really moving very quickly far north, and the resistance issue is a grower's issue north, south, east, and west.
And the only way to handle it is just to stay ahead of it, right?
You want to make sure you keep your field clean and keep it clean. I mean, long story short is, as you let weeds grow, they're taking yield away from you and they're establishing themselves. A Palmer amaranth weed has over 1 million seeds, so if you're controlling 90% of those seeds, you still have 100,000 seeds that are going to germinate next spring. You want to keep that field clean from start to finish.
Okay, anything else you want to add, Tim?
Again, we've got Cadet in all across the U.S., and we're going to see a lot more registrations coming, so keep your ears open, and we'll help you control weeds in cereals, sunflowers, dry beans, corn, and soybeans.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Tim, here at the Ag Media Summit. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.